Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
I was charged, let's see here, $56 and some cents on my credit card, and then $7.95. And I don't, they say it's for a tablet. I did not get no tablet or charge anything like that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your first and last name?
Rose Cross.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And just to verify the agent sent over the right person, may you please verify your address for me?
11590 Katy Road, Grass Lake, Michigan.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. I do see that it started on February 2nd. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone?
No,
saying
I
that
didn't.
You...
No, I do not. Of course,
yes, ma'am.
I just lost my husband, so.
Yes, ma'am, because I don't see where it's been shipped off. No, ma'am.
I have not gotten anything. What I mean, I don't remember even ordering something like that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have done it?
There's just me. My
okay,
cat, maybe.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I can go ahead and file this as fraud for you. May you please verify your email address for me?
Okay, it's REECRO, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, at MSN.com.
Yes, ma'am. They have that on file as well. And the last verification I need is your phone number.
517-605-8452.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for the information. I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation.
Okay.
As long as you're sure no one in your household or anyone that you know placed the original order, yes, ma'am, I will proceed with the claim.
You know, I don't even remember doing that, or else, you know, I would never have called, but there is nothing. I checked my credit cards to see where, you know, what I have charged, you know, where they're coming from, and this is coming up blank on my credit card, both the $7.95 and the was it $56 or $59 thing. And I don't remember doing anything for that amount on them days.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and I'd be more than happy to go ahead and get this canceled as well as refunded for you. Yes, ma'am, give me just one moment. I'm going to get you a cancellation number as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, yes, ma'am. So this $56.95 will go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I also have a cancellation number to confirm it's been canceled as well. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
258-942-942.
299.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to repeat that back to me?
Okay. C is in Charlie. 258-942-299.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. This account has been canceled to prevent any future charges, and your $56.95 is going back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. How about the $7.95?
Yes, ma'am. The $7.95, due to you not placing the order at all, yes, ma'am, it will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days as well. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. I thank you so much. I don't have much money to live on right now since my husband has passed. So I appreciate the help greatly.
You're welcome, ma'am. And I do thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great evening.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.